The report, which forms part of the UN's humanitarian response plan, surveys food supplies and health conditions among 4.5 million people targeted by the UN and its humanitarian partners. The study concludes that the coalition provided support for 648,000 people between January and March. These include 634,000 people who were helped to access health services, 335,000 who received food assistance, about 219,000 children who were being assisted in accessing education. The report says the UN's humanitarian response plan was badly underfunded, meeting less than 2% of the requirements having been received by the end of March. The UN and humanitarian partners appealed for US$84.9 million to mitigate the effects of the public health crisis and the knock-on effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on vulnerable people in Zimbabwe last August. The UN's vulnerability assessment, which evaluates food and social needs for rural people, indicates that the number of households receiving UN NGO support surged from 13% registered in 2019 to the current 33%. Workers say the new data represents a correct assessment of reality despite the bumper harvests touted by the government. Peter Mtasa of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions says the situation is dire given the minimum wage. He notes that it's far below the poverty datum line of around 30,000 RTGS or Zimbabwean dollars, which is about US$250 at the official market rate.
The working class is in a crisis in this country. The Zimbabwe Vulnerability Assessment Committee report indicated that 83% of urban dwellers, the majority of whom are working class, are failing to buy food, bread, cooking oil, mealie meal, and many other food items. These are people that are going to work daily, but they are earning useless wages in RTGS against an economy that is dollarized, where prices of goods and services are pegged in US dollars. Many families of the working class are now failing to pay rentals because rentals are in US dollars.
The government last week announced a wage increase of 50%, but workers have since criticized the increase as piecemeal and far from what they need. Economic analysts say that the report must take into account the window period between harvest and drying. Economic analyst Reggie Shoko says that there is a bumper harvest in some areas, but that's not the case in many parts.
There are some provinces that have actually failed to meet their minimal target of self-sustenance in terms of maize. Hence, the logistical management of the distribution of the harvest is very important at this moment in time, given the fact that certain provinces have challenges in terms of maize output, and also generally the fact that other areas are not good agricultural areas for cropping.
Shoko calls for a multi-sectoral approach to dealing with food insecurity in the country.
We will always have these challenges where people will always be vulnerable to hunger. But what we then need is now that UN government of Zimbabwe, NGOs, find a way of redistributing the major output of the harvest across so that the balance is and reduce the vulnerability of those that are already vulnerable due to droughts, due to other challenges like corruption that are facing the Zimbabwean economy.
Observers say that the narrative of a country basking in the abundance of a bumper harvest is deceptive because it fails to recognize that millions are struggling to eke a daily existence.